Should there be more gay characters on children's television? We're asking this because Norman Lamb, who is fighting to become leader of the Lib Dem Party, he thinks that there should be. And he's quite open to them being introduced to shows like Peppa Pig, which is for very small children. So what are your thoughts on it? 03453 00956. Let's chat to Dr. Mike Davidson, who is director of the Core Issues Trust, which works with people who have unwanted same-sex feelings. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Caroline.
Nice to speak to you this morning. So,
thank you.
What are your thoughts on this? Overall, good idea, bad idea?
Well, I'm concerned because Norman Lamb wants us to believe that it's who you are and not who you have sex with and who you love. And I think that this is premised on the idea that homosexuality is unchangeable and inborn. That is far from what the scientific evidence is saying. I know all the mental health bodies say that we shouldn't try and change it, but we've asked them for years to give us the scientifically peer-reviewed information that says that. The thing is, if we are who we are, if it's all about love, is Mr. Lamb then going to condone children who, under the influence of so-called minorities attracted persons, say they love an adult and therefore they should be free to express themselves in a sexual relationship with an adult? Is he going to condone that? Because logically, that's what he needs to do if he's saying it's all about who you love and who you are. Or, in other words, he's not helping us to discern between who we think we are and you know, the scientific facts about our bodies and biology, which tells us we're male and female and made for each other and not for sameness.
I would imagine that the idea of putting a character in that is gay into Peppa Pig would be, or any other children's show, not just that one, I'm not just going to single that out, is just to make people that believe themselves to be gay, that this is fine. This is, you know, how many people feel. Nobody is going to say, yeah, it's okay for a child to have that sort of relationship for an adult, but we're thinking, okay, it's fine. It's fine if you're gay, if men love men, if women love women, not a problem with that. And from a young age, if kids think that it's entirely acceptable, is there really a problem with it?
You know, I wouldn't want to interfere with anybody's rights and freedoms because they are important on both sides of the line. But what I am concerned about is the promotion of homosexuality in an age inappropriate context. At a time when children, I mean, let's put it this way, if the neuroscientists are right that our brains only mature at the age of 23, then a child who expresses, you know, same-sex love for somebody, well, I'm not sure that's who they are. That is just where they are at that time. That needs to be treated respectfully and carefully. There's never any room for bullying or unkindness, but to impose on them a categorical notion, this is who you are because you happen to have feelings towards somebody of the same sex, I think that's dangerous.
Okay. So just to clarify then, if a child is watching this that may feel some love, we're not going to say sexual attraction, mm-hmm. they feel some love or kinship, if it's a boy to another boy, a girl to another girl, if they feel like that and they're seeing it play out on the television, then that could kind of like almost force them into making a decision about their sexuality before they are ready to do so.
Exactly. Nail on the head. And I'm afraid that's the element here. It's Norman Lamb once again promoting homosexuality with absolutely no evidence provided. We have asked Norman Lamb directly and the 11 signatories of the Memorandum of Understanding for the hard science, peer-reviewed science, that shows us that homosexuality is innate and unchangeable, and they have not produced it. All they say is all the mental health say thus and so. But, you know, we've been through that in history before when institutions have been taken over by ideology, and I fear that is what is happening in the UK. We are being driven by a politicized and leftist agenda. And I would have thought the Lib Dems by now would have learnt their lesson, but clearly not.
Listen, I would love to chat to you longer at some stage, because what you're saying is fascinating. But thank you for your time this morning. We're short of it. That's Dr. Mike Davidson.